Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. You're here with me, Grace.
And Edgar. And if you want to follow along with the PDF, or if you have any questions about this podcast, I encourage you to join our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace.
Most Thai teachers don't like to teach particle in the beginning to beginners because it's difficult and many times you don't have the direct translation in English, but I really encourage you to learn the particle from the beginning because it will help you sound Thai. Before we go on to this topic, I want to do some review from our last lesson. So in our last lesson, we learned about na. Yeah? How to say cute?
Na rak.
Worthy of going.
Na bai.
Worthy of watching.
Na du.
Worthy of eating.
Na gin.
Worthy of learning.
Na rian.
Worthy of buying.
Na se.
If you guys don't know how to use this word and don't know what they mean, please go back to our last podcast because actually today we'll be using all of these words in this lesson. All right, so Edgar, what is no?
It's kind of like asking right in English, but where you're almost certain that the person will agree with you.
Yeah, many times it's not even asking, right? It's like, I am sure you agree. Yeah?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I am certain. I'm just asking for a little 5% confirmation. All right, then let's see some examples. That kid is cute. No? I'm about 95% sure.
Chai chai. Narak. Yes, that kid is cute.
What about if you want to say negative? Like, I don't agree.
Mai khoi narak. No, not really cute.
So mai khoi is not really.
Yeah.
Can it be used in positive? In a positive sentence?
I don't think so.
No, can it? No. You cannot. Always mai khoi. Say, I don't really like it.
Mai khoi shop.
I don't really watch Netflix.
Mai khoi do Netflix.
I don't really eat spicy food.
Mai khoi gin ahan pet.
Mai khoi gin ahan pet. I don't really practice Thai.
Mai khoi phuc phasa Thai.
I hope you don't have to say this, yeah? Okay. Mai khoi phuc phasa Thai. Okay, let's take a look at the next example. Hamburger na gin no? The hamburger looks so attractive to eat. I'm about 90% sure.
Chai. Hamburger na gin.
And negative?
Mai khoi na gin.
Mai khoi na gin. Gapao lut la kha. Na su no? Discounted bag. Looks so attractive to buy, right? I'm like 99% sure. We should buy it.
Chai. Gapao ni na su. Mai gapao ni mai khoi na su.
Repeat after me. Khoi. 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 Many times Edgar likes to pronounce it as khoi, you know, khoi. But actually it's not, it's oh, yeah? Khoi, oi, oi, khoi.
Khoi.
Very good. Okay, let's take a look at some adjective that we can use. Yeah? Beautiful.
Suai.
Beautiful, right? 90% sure.
Suai, no?
Not suai. Suai is bad luck.
Suai.
Suai.
Suai, no?
Suai, no?
Suai, no? So I hear sometimes people say no, sometimes people say no. Is there a difference?
Actually, yeah, I notice myself saying sometimes no, sometimes no. There's no difference. It's just automatically, like most particles take many sounds because since we use it very often, you know, depend on people as well. I think me, myself, I like to say no more often than no. But actually, you know what? I don't know. I forgot what I use more most often. But in my brain, it sounds like the same thing. All right. Good.
Di no?
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no? Yeah, no? Now, say the situation in Thailand is bad.
사태는 브라테 타이. Yeah, no?
Perfect. Skillful?
Gang.
90% sure.
Gang, no?
Wow, that person plays sport really well.
Oho, konan lengila gang, no?
Oho, konan lengila gang, no? So, lengila is to play sport. Len to play. Sport. Gila. Sucks.
Huay.
Huay, no?
Huay, no?
Life sucks.
Chiwit huay, no?
Chiwit huay, no? Stupid.
No.
So stupid, right?
No, no.
Smart.
Chalad.
Smart, right?
Chalad, no?
That monkey is so smart, right?
Ling tuan nan chalad, no?
Good taste. Delicious.
Arroy.
Less formal?
Aloy.
Thai food is so delicious.
Ahan Thai. Aloy, no?
Spicy?
Pet.
Tom yam goong is so spicy, right?
Tom yam goong. Pet. Mak, no?
The cake is so sweet. Give me the word for sweet.
One.
The cake is so sweet.
Cake one, no?
And guys, just remember that when you use no or n at the back, you're trying to get a yeah from your conversational partner. You're expecting the other person to say yeah. All right, guys, that's it for today. So I gave you a lot of vocabs, a lot of adjectives, and also the usage for n or no. It's not that hard, no?
Exactly, it's not that hard.
No. Ega no?
Yeah, it's not hard at all. Mai khoi yak, no?
Mai khoi yak. You know what? Before we end this, I want to tell you about me and my family. I think when my family always use this word, no. Because I call my mom, mama, right? And I say, no, mama, no. Di no. Like, right, mom. Just asking her if she agrees with our opinion. No. Dino. Sue no. Beautiful. Good, right?
So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.